As fighting continues in Sudan's western region of Darfur, negotiators are making a final push for peace on another conflict in Sudan. That is Africa's longest-running civil war between the government of Khartoum and rebels in the south. The two sides have been promising to finalize a peace accord by tomorrow and sign it in January. The UN and the U.S. are preparing to pour in aid, and peacekeepers are trying to make a deal stick, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
International negotiators have worked for years to bring an end to the conflict between Sudan's Islamic government in the north and the mainly Christian and animist rebels in the south. The United Nations envoy to Sudan recently described the country as hardly a state and spoke of the challenges of holding Sudan together. That's a view echoed by Francis Deng, a professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies.
Sudan is not only a large country, the largest in Africa, but it links countries within Africa into the Middle East. So I think Sudan could be a point of reconciliation of these diversities, or it can be a point where civilization or cultures clash.
The peace deal will change the character of the government, bringing in Southerners who must then decide after a 6-year test period whether they want to stay or break away into a new state. The United Nations says it's putting together a 10,000-strong peacekeeping force for that period. The State Department's point man on Sudan, Michael Ranenberger, says the U.S. is preparing for a big infusion of development aid.
It calls for a massive international commitment over a sustained period of time. And whenever you're faced with a situation like that, it's always a huge challenge because not just the United States, but other elements of the international community have not always shown that they have the staying power to do that.
He thinks this time is different, as does Alex DeWall, a fellow at Harvard University's Global Equity Initiative and the director of the British-based Justice Africa.
What has been interesting and surprising over the last few years is that the international community has had a lot of stamina at sticking with the peace talks. It's been a real exercise in multilateralism with the US, Britain, Norway, the Kenyans, even the Egyptians are actively involved.
But there are many skeptics about the planning so far, including Frederick Barton of the Washington think tank, the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I would say the international community is more ready than usual, but nowhere near ready enough for the challenge of Sudan.
He doubts the UN Security Council will give a peacekeeping force the kind of mandate it needs or set up a rapid reaction force to cover Sudan's vast territory.
One of the lessons of Sudan is to never underestimate the stupidity of people that have been fighting for 40 years. In the course of that fighting, they have created all kinds of surrogates all over the country, and you can't let those people roam or create mischief because that will destabilize the peace in a matter of minutes.
Then there's the question of Darfur, a conflict the U.S. has labeled a genocide. As Harvard's Alex DeWall points out, the Sudanese government has been pursuing a new offensive against rebels who are also to blame for ceasefire violations.
When we see the behavior of the Sudan government over the last few weeks, it's profoundly depressing and clearly something very, very urgent is needed. On the other hand, there is no prospect of an immediate military intervention in Darfur. There is no prospect of the type of action that would bring this crisis to an immediate and sudden end.
The State Department's Michael Ranenberger insists the U.S. is keeping its eye on the conflict and will try to use its peace dividend for the North-South deal as leverage on Darfur.
If we were to have a North-South agreement and not a resolution of the violence in Darfur, that would affect our engagement with the parties. And we spelled out that very clearly.
This U.S. diplomatic strategy, though, depends mainly on a successful end to the North-South process. Negotiators have missed many deadlines in the past, but are under tremendous international pressure not to miss this one. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.